The state of Illinois simply cannot compete, perhaps not even survive, in this global economy unless we close this gap on educational attainment. Simply put, Illinois needs more people with more education. Achievement of this goal is not only necessary, it is urgent. We need action, and we need it now. Now, we may discuss and debate the best path to closing the prosperity gap, but the bedrock goals that form the superstructure of the Illinois public agenda are not debatable and must be met. And the slide shows the four goals, but essentially, what we want to do is increase educational attainment. We want to make Illinois one of the top five states in affordability. We want to increase the production of degrees in high-demand workforce areas. And we want to integrate the state's superb research into its economic development strategies. What I'd like to do for a moment is to explain to you how the public agenda was developed. So how do we get from where we were to where we are today? A few of the statistics are quite revealing. The Public Agenda Task Force was comprised of 28 individuals who represented a vast array of higher education constituencies and stakeholders. The task force held 6 formal meetings, each at independent colleges and universities. There were 34 regional forums. That says 32, but I believe there are 34. At 17 community colleges across the state, attended by nearly 700 stakeholders in higher education. The task force sponsored hearings at 6 public universities, including one at the University of Illinois at Springfield. The consultants from the National Center for Higher Education Management Systems, which is also referred to as NCHEMS, met with every public university president and held briefings for legislators, college and university trustees, business leaders, union representatives, civic officials, plus many other one-on-one sessions with members of the General Assembly. The Public Agenda Task Force numbered 28, but the number of people who participated in the meetings, forums, and hearings, and who sent comments to us via email or through the website portal was close to 1,000. The point of all these facts is that the planning process was entirely open. We wanted to hear from everybody. It was transparent. We believed that unless there was transparency, we wouldn't get the buy-in we needed to succeed in our efforts. And it was entirely collaborative. We not only listened to the voices of a variety of stakeholders, we really heard what they had to say. And the document, embraced by the Board of Higher Education, changed significantly over the course of the process as we incorporated the suggestions and recommendations that we received. On November 21st of last year, the Public Agenda Task Force voted unanimously to adopt the public agenda, and on December 8th, the Board of Higher Education approved it. So, it's great to have a great document, and you can put it on your shelf, and it sounds great, and it looks great, but that's not enough. So what do we do next? While I believe that the development of the public agenda is a significant accomplishment, there is more to do, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But the agenda itself represents a concerted effort of all stakeholders to understand the challenges and opportunities facing Illinois, and to chart a common course for meeting them. You have on this side information on what we're trying to do for goal one. Remember, there are 4 goals. I believe that there are specific enough steps so that not only have we identified the actions that need to be taken, but we really can make the effort and we'll succeed in taking these steps. So the point of all this is adoption of the public agenda was not the end in and of itself, but it was actually merely the beginning of a formal process. Unless a public agenda for college and career success becomes a living, dynamic part of everything we do in higher education, it will be meaningless, and the state of Illinois will continue to languish in a spiral of educational mediocrity and economic stagnation. So Don has just showed you the 4 different goals and the objectives under each of those goals. What the National Center for Higher Education Management Systems, or NCHENS, our consultants told us, and told the Board of Higher Education, is basically, if we as a board spend our time on things other than the public agenda, then we're working on the wrong agenda and we're wasting our time. So let me tell you what it is that we are doing now to walk the talk. The public agenda is driving our budget. The budget recommendations the board approved in January leak virtually all higher education spending to the four goals of the public agenda. So for example, we are supporting the funding of P-20 data systems, the College and Career Readiness Program, and the P-20 Council, all fitting under Goal 1. With regard to Goal 2, we're supporting increased MAP funding, which we hope, the doomsday budget doesn't end up, defeating that. But anyway, we increase MAP funding and dual credit grants. Under Goal 3, we're supporting high-need healthcare grants, baccalaureate completion programs, and adult education programs. Under Goal 4, we are supporting research matching grants and an initiative that's very dear to research institutions, that kind of grant, such as U of I. As we put together the 2011 budget, we intend to refine this process to ensure that institutions are making state priorities their campus priorities as well. Again, we cannot do it ourselves. You all have to be working with us. Simply put, if what we are funding does not advance the public agenda, then we shouldn't be funding it. Now, the public agenda is not only driving the budget, it's driving our legislative agenda at the Board of Higher Education. And let me give you some examples. Under Goal 1, or related to Goal 1, we're supporting Senate Bill 1828, which is a comprehensive P-20 longitudinal data system, which is essential to meet Goal 1. With regard to Goal 2, we supported House Bill 150, which is a 21st Century Scholars Program, an early intervention effort to entice middle school students to take a rigorous high school curriculum, obviously necessary to get into the higher education system and to succeed. We supported House Bill 1079, the Dual Credit Quality Act, to ensure programs for students to get high school and college credit meet collegiate academic standards. We supported House Joint Resolution 54, which requires a study on college affordability and an approach to higher education funding that considers state funding, financial aid, and institutional tuition and fees. With regard to Goal 3, we supported Senate Bill 1883, baccalaureate completion grants. The public agenda is also driving our policy initiatives, and here are some of the policies that we are pursuing. High School to College Report, which is a new feedback report that shows high schools how their students are doing in college. We need this information. We lack information. We're supporting the American Diploma Project, which is an initiative aimed at aligning academic standards between the K-12 system and higher education. We support expanding the College and Career Readiness Pilot to diagnose student academic shortcomings while still in high school to reduce the need for remediation once they get to college. We're supporting funding and startup of the P-20 Council. You've heard about that for a long time. It's about time we do it. We're supporting strengthening school leader standards. We're supporting financial aid for adult learners. And we're supporting STEM initiatives, which includes IMSA new field offices for professional development. The public agenda is even driving the Board of Higher Education's meeting and format. We have changed our meeting agenda to ensure we concentrate our time and energy on matters related to the public agenda. And we have restructured our agenda to include a dashboard describing specific actions to implement the public agenda, and also an in-depth discussion of a major public agenda issue, a different one at each meeting. In April, the board invited Pat Callen, president of the National Center for Public Policy in Higher Education, to speak on ways to connect higher ed funding to the goals of the public agenda. And at our next board meeting in just a couple of weeks in June, the board will hear from Pam Tate, president and CEO of the Council for Adult and Experiential Learning, regarding the need to strengthen programs for adult learners, which is another key strategy of the public agenda. Those are some of the things we're doing. So my question for you is, what are you doing? I was gratified to learn that the university is doing quite a lot that relates to the Illinois public agenda. And I congratulate all of you and the chancellors of the three U of I campuses for your efforts to bring the public agenda to life in Urbana-Champaign, Springfield, and here in Chicago. I am very impressed with your initiatives to improve educational attainment through partnerships with community colleges, your engagement with the Chicago Public Schools, and the outreach to rural communities. And I also applaud your assistance for students of limited means to make a University of Illinois degree accessible, regardless of financial wherewithal. And I just was handed a press release about that. I appreciate your creative use of technology to expand access and increase degree production in high-need educational fields. And I value your distinction as one of the great research universities in the nation, and in fact, indeed, in the world. I thank all of you for all of these efforts. Your response to the public agenda is what I would expect of a great university. It is what we at the Board of Higher Education would expect of the University of Illinois. But I don't want to disappoint you. I need to ask you for more. I respectfully suggest and ask that you go beyond the impressive roster of activities and initiatives that you are already doing and accept a challenge that the University of Illinois is uniquely able and, I believe, perfectly well positioned to meet. Take leadership of this public agenda. I am asking that you make the Illinois public agenda the University of Illinois public agenda. I'm asking that you demonstrate to your sister public institutions of higher education, to the broader higher education community, and to the General Assembly and to the governor, that you regard the public agenda as the most significant, viable, and urgent path for prosperity for the state and its citizens, that you consider the great divide between the one Illinois and that other Illinois unacceptable, and show us that you are prepared to marshal the university's mighty resources to achieve a unified, prosperous one Illinois. I'm asking that you, that the University of Illinois, take the lead in getting all citizens on the path to college and career success. So those are broad statements. How can you do this? I don't want to be presumptuous enough to dictate a specific agenda or action plan to you. But please consider this. There are a couple of areas of the public agenda in particular where we most need your help and where you can make the most impact on the educational and economic future of Illinois. And the first is goal number one, increasing educational attainment and reducing the achievement gap. We need to look no further than in an article in the current issue of Illinois Alumni for some wise counsel. And I quote, or you said, "Starting strong and finishing strong are the best human capital investments we can make." Joe, you're a smart guy. I like what you say. That advice came from you. And you advocate state investments to expand quality early childhood education, to improve K through 12 education to reduce the high school dropout rate, increase student preparation for college, promote greater access to college and degree completion, and strengthen efforts to meet the educational needs of non-traditional and first-generation students, and to instill the importance of lifelong learning. This is wonderful, sound advice, and there is a multitude of specific action steps recommended in the Illinois Public Agenda document, which will soon be published and available on our website. So the document you have here is just the executive summary. There's the detail that you'll be provided soon. I challenge you to make the commitment that U of I will lead a human capital initiative designed to ensure that children are ready for kindergarten, prepared for college, succeed to degree completion, and then become lifelong learners. You can do this, and the people of Illinois need your commitment. The other area where I think you can really take a leadership role relates to goal number four, building a stronger link between academic research and economic development. This is an obvious one, I think. For a university that's such a well-respected research university. Illinois universities enjoy an enviable position, ranking among the top 10 states in all major fields of university research and development expenditures. But the problem is the state does not enjoy the economic fruits of the research in terms of development of innovation assets and new business startups. So how can we marry the two? Can the University of Illinois lead statewide efforts that leverage university research, both public and private, to create increased entrepreneurial activity here in the state of Illinois? Can the University of Illinois build a higher education coalition that will address the regional disparities in economic growth? Can the University of Illinois organize an alliance of education, business, and labor to develop cutting-edge programs across the P through 20 spectrum to prepare students to succeed in this global economy? I know the answer is yes. I hope you believe the answer is yes to all those questions.